You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, tell me this. What is your go-to brag?
I know. I've been sitting here racking my brain about this because this is something I've kind of tossed around on the show for a few years. That people have their go-to brag. It's one thing you've accomplished in your life that, you know, you belly up to the bar next to somebody and you can brag about it. I guess I'd have to default to the job, I think. I mean, we have a fairly unique job, and I think that would kind of be the go-to.
Really?
And I can make a dove sound with my tongue.
You know what? The funny thing is...
That one's pretty solid, too.
No, you know what? You lost your go-to brag.
What's that?
You had a go-to brag for years and years. Yeah, you would say, yeah, I'm 40-something years old. I've never had a cavity. And then last year, you had like seven of them
or something. I had three. That went out the window. I guess I've never broken a bone. I guess I could still brag about that.
There you go.
I don't know. Yeah.
The cavity one was solid.
That was so solid. Man, that pissed me off.
You know, I lost mine, too. My go-to for years was that I'd kept a ficus tree alive for like 20 years, and then 21, then 22, then 23. And no, I didn't kill the ficus tree, but I didn't want to move it cross-country when I moved, so I gave it away. It's still thriving.
Yeah.
It's doing well. It was adopted by someone. And
it's a solid brag.
I lost it. So I don't have that one anymore. So here's my go-to brag now. I have been enshrined in three different halls of fame. I got three halls of fame.
Yeah.
One, Cooper High School Hall of Fame. That was pretty cool. The Colorado Author Hall of Fame. That was very cool. And then I've also been inducted into the Colorado Italian American Hall of Fame.
Those are pretty solid.
How about that?
Pretty solid, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good go-to brags.
The Italian Hall of Fame. Hey, what's the matter, you? Hey, God, and no respect.
Hey. This popped back up on the show because within the past week, we've had a couple people call with some pretty solid go-to brags. We had the guy that called in just the other day who had like 4 million YouTube subscribers,
oh,
and
yeah,
he was donating all the money he made every month to St. Jude.
And he was real low-key about it.
And real low-key, like it was no big deal, you know? So we had that one, and then that guy that called, was it for Rattleoff the other day that... He was bragging about all these biking competitions that he won or something like that. And then wrestling.
Yeah.
And we're like, geez, dude, leave some accomplishments for the rest of us.
He was like the Colorado mountain bike champion for 2009 or something.
And it was like his thing. That's what he was hanging his hat on.
I forgot about that.
So we're like, we got to bring this back. We need calls, comments, texts. What's your go-to brag? I posted this on our Facebook just a little bit ago, or my personal Facebook, and Lenny chimed in, and Lenny said, my go-to brag, I make hot air balloons. Yep, I take the fabric and create the big balloon. The coolest one I helped design was a giant pirate ship.
we got to have pictures.
I know, pictures or it didn't happen, Lenny. That one's pretty
pictures.
Good.
Here's Gina who's been holding. Gina, what's your go-to brag?
Hi, guys. My go-to brag is in 1983, I went to the Oscars.
Whoa, smell
what?
You.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's not as great a story as you would think because I had a business associate who worked for the Oscars, and she got me and my husband free tickets, so it was pretty cool.
That is still cool.
Gandhi was the best picture in 1982. So, who was the host?
Oh, this was 83.
Oh, 83.
Yeah, this was 83.
Go ahead.
83. And the host was...
Johnny Carson
or
somebody?
Right.
Was it Johnny Carson?
Oh, no,
it
still says Gandhi. 1983.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't Gandhi. But anyway, it was great. It was way fun. Marissa Tomei looked at me and smiled and said, hi! And we were like the first ones there because... We didn't know what to do, and we get out of our car, and the paparazzi starts popping pictures, and like within seconds, they go, oh, there's nobody. That was pretty funny. So I stopped taking pictures and everything. It was funny.
Oh,
you know,
good
Gina,
times.
That's a pretty cool one. Thank you for calling us. She's been to the Oscars.
And it was Gandhi,
I think maybe she said Marissa Tomei. I'm wondering if it really was 1983 because was Miss.
That's what I just
Marissa
said.
Tomei?
1983 Oscars, Academy Awards, Award for Best Picture, 1983 Gandhi.
Yeah,
that's what it's coming up.
And she said Marissa Tomei, you know, winked at her or something.
Well, what was Marissa Tomei there for?
Wondering if Marissa Tomei.
I think she's making all that up.
She would have been 19 years old. 18. Marissa Tomei would have been 18 years old. I don't think it was 1983.
I think she's full of it.
All right, let's move on. That was funny. Here's Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So, your go-to brag.
I was on The Price is Right with Bob Barker.
Nice. Oh, the legend.
Wow. Did you, and you got called up? I mean, you were one of the actual contestants?
Yes, I got called up to bid, and then I bid the second time I won, and I went up on stage and played a game and spun the wheel.
That's really cool.
That's super cool.
It was really fun.
Do I have the music? I used to have the music. There we go.
There it is.
You spun the wheel. What did you end up walking away from or walking away with from the show?
So I bid on some watches, and then I won some hideous bedroom furniture.
Ooh.
I declined all the prizes and walked away with a great memory.
Wait a minute.
You can decline the prizes?
Just say, I don't want the prize. And
do they give you the cash value of it?
No. No, so you have to decide within 10 days if you want to keep the prize. And if you keep them, within 30 days, you're invoiced 10% from the state of California. And then you get a 1099 at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So what was the furniture worth? Do you remember?
No, and it was manufacturer retail. So the watches were way overpriced.
Right.
And the furniture was nothing I would ever keep in my house. So.
This is the best part of the story, is that you won multiple prizes and you were like, no thanks.
I'll just take home the memories. I'll just go spade and neuter my pets.
That's really good. Stephanie, thank you for being on the show. She's been on stage with Bob Barker.
That's pretty awesome. Really awesome.
Here's Wendy. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your go-to brag?
That I thru-hiked the Colorado Trail with my younger sister last summer.
Which
is 500 miles and took us about 30 days.
That's really neat. That's really impressive.
Dang.
I would never do that.
It was fun. My sister came all the way from Canada to do it with me.
You guys are bad mamma jammas.
Do you have designs on doing some of those other big ones, like the Appalachian Trail, or what's the one over in
Spain?
Not
that big. We actually want to go to Spain and do the El Camino.
Yeah,
El Camino. I know someone who just finished doing a big chunk of the El Camino and said that it was incredible. So,
did you come across any wildlife? Did you have wildlife issues? Any bears or anything?
No, we had a bear outside our tent one night, but it left us alone and saw a couple moose and some fun things, but
that's awesome.
It's a blast.
So cool.
Good for you. Wendy, thanks for being on the show. See, that's a good one. You know,
a really good one.
That, you know, in 2018, I walked across America virtually. Because I did 3,100 miles that year. And so these various hikes, I really want to do them. Like, I want to do the Appalachian Trail, and I'd love to do the El Camino. The only thing that holds me back is I don't like camping. I want to walk in at the end of the day, have a hotel room.
Right. You're not digging a hole.
I don't want to do that part of it. I'll walk. I don't 500 miles, no problem. I'll do that over.
You love trail mix. I mean, you'd be munching on trail mix the whole time. And
great. Yeah, exactly.
Nice beauty rest at the end of the night.
Thank you. Is that too much to ask?
Some fresh linens.
And the answer is yes, it's too much to ask. Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
So what's your go-to brag?
I'd have to say that, you know, in elementary schools, you do those testing, you know, I think it's SAT testing.
Yep.
Well, not in elementary. You're not.
It's like high school. SATs, ACTs.
Not SAT. It's the standardized test they would do. Anyway, I got in the top 20 score for the entire school, but I had to guess like the last third because I was running out of time, and I had to just fill in the last third of the questions, and I got in the top 20 of
God.
By guessing.
You're a hell of a guesser.
I'm going to say, all right, that Ben, that does take some talent to even be able to guess properly, you know?
So. Right, yeah. I was I feel like I was a little methodical about it. And,
yeah, you got some.
You just made a picture, smiley face with the, you know,
so
fill in the bubbles.
Cool. Yeah. Check out your big brain, Ben. Good for you. That's a good one.
Huh.
Thank you for calling. Here's Adam. Adam, what's your go-to brag?
I used to live down in Austin, Texas. I used to work at a cool bar downtown. I had a couple celebrity interactions. Smoked weed with Jeff Bridges. That was pretty dope.
Perfect.
He was playing a show there and went back in the green room taking care of him. Hung out with him for a couple minutes. Had some beers with Matthew McConaughey. Elijah Wood was there. So it was a pretty cool bar.
Wow, man.
Met a lot of cool people.
That is really cool.
See, that's fun.
That's a heck of a brag. Solid.
He's like,
even the pot weed.
Yeah.
And I love that he called it dope. It was so dope.
Was dope.
Yeah, literally dope. John says a Broncos player tossed me the football while I was sitting in the stands. That's his go-to brag.
Oh, you know, that's cool. I was at Tiger Stadium in Detroit. Well, that's not called Tiger Stadium anymore. What do they call it now? Anyway, and a player ran off the field and threw a baseball up to me. And
you got it?
Yeah, he's just, they run in from the field and they're going in the dugout, and he threw the ball up to me, and...
Hey, that's neat.
I got
neat.
That, so that's
neat.
Pretty cool.
Lisa says, my family had a band when I was 6. My sister was 4. My mom played bass. My dad played guitar. We traveled around the country in a van and played at school assemblies and resorts and nightclubs. That's her go-to brag. She was in a band at 6.
That's really good. Kim says, our wedding singer was Darren Criss just before he went on to become famous as Blaine on the TV show Glee.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
All right. That's a good go-to brag. Kim says, I learned how to clog in elementary school, and I performed in the Asheville Jamboree for years.
Awesome.
She closes by saying, I'm a North Carolina hillbilly.
Clogging
yeah.
champ. Yee-wee. I like Beth. Beth says, I gave CPR to someone after a car wreck and saved their life. I win.
Yeah, she does. She wins.
Yes, you do, Beth. You do win.
Although, it's either Carrie or Karen. She signs both names. Anyway, was a flight attendant, and Joe Walsh sang Rocky Mountain Way to me when I served him in first class.
Oh, all right.
I wonder if she said, like, when she took his cocktail and was handing it to him and then pulled it back and went, gotta sing for it.
Sing me a little song.
Gotta sing.
Sarah's go-to brag is, I'm double jointed in my left pinky finger.
I like
Come
those.
Come on, Sarah.
See, I like those.